The suicide of a young Aboriginal girl has sent shockwaves through Western Australia's Kimberley region. The 10-year-old died at the weekend in a small Aboriginal community near Derby. Her death comes just months after the federal government established a specialist squad to tackle the high rate of Indigenous suicides in Western Australia. Anthony Stewart reports.
A tiny Aboriginal community near the Kimberley town of Derby is in mourning. On Sunday night, a 10-year-old girl was found dead. Police believe her death was a suicide. Jerry Georgiatis is a suicide prevention worker.
Now, we've lost young people before, but to keep on losing them again and as young as 10 is an abomination. So we've lost a 10-year-old girl. There are no words for a loss to her family and to the community, but we've got to stay solid in our thinking and galvanise the responses to this that need be done.
What's been the response so far to the tragedy in the community?
The community was a small community of 350-odd, and they're devastated. To lose a 10-year-old obviously has a powerful, profound psychosocial impact, but it's not just that particular community. It's communities right throughout the region, the surrounding regions. There's kinship networks and bloodlines. And everybody feels it.
In a written statement, WA's Mental Health Minister, Helen Morton, says authorities are trying to work out what happened.
It is devastating that a child of 10 would ever consider taking their own life. Circumstances are not yet clear, but I find it deeply concerning. Children in WA shouldn't be dying like this. We all have a responsibility to make sure children are safe no matter where they live.
One in every four Indigenous suicides across Australia occur in WA. In January, the federal government committed $1 million to tackle the high rates of Indigenous suicide in the state. Jerry Georgiatis has been visiting communities affected by suicide under this scheme.
We're 12 weeks into it. This is the 19th, sadly the 19th suicide-related trauma that I'm responding to, 19th family in other words. And that's an abominable number for only a couple of months into the year, 3 months into the year, effectively.
The Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Suicide Prevention Evaluation Project is due to provide its final report mid-year. Wes Morris from the Kimberley Aboriginal Land and Culture Centre says communities are fatigued.
Every Friday there's a funeral. Everyone's continually at a funeral. It's the natural order of events is that old people die, but it's not natural that young people die. And the rate of suicide in the Kimberley is a chronic crisis.
Just last year, the WA coroner investigated the suicide of an 11-year-old Aboriginal boy in Geraldton. Now the ABC understands the coroner is preparing to launch a major coronial investigation into a series of Indigenous suicides across the Kimberley.
Anthony Stewart reporting, and if you or anyone you know needs help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.